We'll finish off the game summary a little bit. It always happens this way because the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, Brendan Sonny, is here. How's your emotions after a game like that?
Well, I try and stay as even keel as possible. Mm-hmm. I try to model the behavior I want from my players.
Good. I got fairly even keel. Oh, you do too.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. By the way, belated happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
That's a nice birthday gift to get today, even though it took a lot of time before you finally got it.
Yeah, great birthday gift.
But tell me about the game itself. I don't think you can be all that terribly disappointed because 49 shots on goal. It's just the other goaltender wasn't letting you score, and you finally found a way to beat him in the overtime.
For me, it was a tale of two games.
Okay.
At the first part of the game, we lacked this desperation that we play with so often. It was just vanilla. It was just blah. Not like winning battles. Not, it was just desperate is the best word. And when it got tied up and into the third and into overtime, there was this palpable energy of desperation. And that's the way we need to play the entire game. And we need to come out like that. So I loved to create that desperation in the third and overtime especially. But it's something that we'll take away that we need to play an entire game like that, an entire series. We need to be desperate.
All right, Adam?
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned just being even keel. You guys, they tie the game up, and then you guys kill off the five-minute penalty, and then you draw a penalty of your own, and then in overtime, it just nobody got too high or too low. It just kind of business as usual, it seemed like, for you guys.
Yeah, ferociously. I mean, that kill was very important, obviously. You know, that's kind of how we are when we're at our best, is that desperate, next group up, let's go, energy, all five guys together.
Ben Saunderson with the OT winner. Just, I mean, what can you say about him and, I mean, how he's played the whole year, really, and his progression since you've even got here?
You know, I think he's finally starting to see how good he actually is. He is an incredible player, and he always has been. What can't he do? He can shoot pucks. He can skate. He's really bright. He's competitive. He knows the structure. He's a leader. He's vocal. He's coachable. Like, what can't he do? I love him as a hockey player and as a human. And little side story, He brought me a big bag of potatoes from his farm in Carberry, and they've sprouted, so now I'm going to plant them in my garden this spring. The seedlings, yeah.
He's plus 39 in the regular season. I mean, that to me tells you, because he only has 31 points. 31 points in the regular season, but plus 39. When you're a defenseman with a bigger plus number than you have points, I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. It just goes to show.
Yeah. Your power play was 0 for 6. However, you had 18 shots on goal in it, and I don't know how many of them were great scoring chances, but I don't think you're disappointed with what you got out of it tonight, outside of results.
We had it clocked as 7 scoring chances for. The target is more than 1 scoring chance per power play. If you do that, your power play will be over 25%. When you look at a power play in a very narrow frame, that's what you have to look for, because if you just go by results, it doesn't actually tell the picture analytically. And I thought we created chances. I thought we hit a crossbar. We, you know, there just missed the net. Or he made a save. Like, we created chances that just didn't go tonight. That's the way it happens sometimes.
So now you have to rejig that emotion and get it ready to go for Game 3 on Tuesday in Red Deer. Again, lessons to be learned on that when it comes to the emotion and being able to play with that desperation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a big focus for us is getting that level of desperation from start to finish.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Look forward to the ride out to Red Deer tomorrow.
Thanks for coming out. Great crowd.
That is a great crowd. 8,051 of you.